أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن يعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت فمنهم من هدى الله ومنهم من حقت عليه الضلالة فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين إن تحرص على هداهم فإن الله لا يهدي من يضل وَمَا لَهُم مِّن نَّاصِرِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is ayah number 36 and 37 of Surah An-Nahl. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about another deception that the disbelievers were in and are in. And that is that if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala desired us to worship only Allah, then Allah would have not allowed us to worship anyone else besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, although there is kufr, وَلَا يَرْضَى بِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفَرِ, Allah is not pleased when His servants and His slaves commit kufr. Hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala responds to that, and Allah says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had sent, we sent in every ummah, in every nation, a messenger. Either it was a Rasul of Allah, or it was a Nabi of Allah, or it was a messenger on behalf of the Rasul or the Nabi that went out and invited the people towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's message had reached every region, it had reached every community. And that message was one very simple message, أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, that worship only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and refrain and abstain from الطاغوت. طاغوت actually will refer to idols, it will refer to shaitan, it will refer to any individual besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is being worshipped. Hence, any person that desires people to worship him will also be regarded as taghut. And in this way, the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala went out throughout the entire world that it is only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that will be worshipped, and everything else besides Allah will not be worshipped, and one should refrain from worshipping. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةِ. Then what happened to mankind? Mankind got divided into two groups. From amongst them, there were those whom Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had granted hidayat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guided. And when Allah guides the hearts of individuals. And in that way, they turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then there are those whom Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had left guiding them simply because of their own arrogance, because of their own stubbornness and their opposition to Allah and these messengers of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So they remained unguided. Fasiru fil ard fanzuru kayfa kana aqibatul mukaththibin. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, then travel the earth and see what was the consequences of those who rejected Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Up to now, the remains, the ruins of it is still available, still visible, and still there for us to see what was the consequences of their disbelief in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, in tahris ala hudahum, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you earnestly desire their hidayat, that sincerity in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have never been questioned, that burning desire that all of mankind believe in Allah, all of mankind bring iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that desire remained in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you have that burning desire, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ يُضِلْ, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will not guide those whose hands Allah had left. Those who were misguided by Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not going to guide them. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And for them, there will be no helper, not in this world and not in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.